Swing District Democrats admit vote to table resolution censuring Maxine Waters not an easy vote. By Sean Moran on April 20, 2021. Swing District Democrats admitted Tuesday that their vote to table the resolution censuring Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, was not an easy vote, while others refused to comment after the vote. House Democrats voted along party lines to block House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's RCA resolution censuring Waters for her comments over the weekend in which she allegedly incited violence. If the resolution passed through the House, Waters would have likely lost her position as the House Financial Services Committee chair. Even though Democrats did stay in lockstep on this vote, many of them representing districts that Republicans could flip admitted that it was not easy. Others refused to talk to reporters after the vote. "I had to weigh it long and hard because of the votes we've taken earlier this year," Representative Susan Wild, DPA, said, referring to the House's vote to strip Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, of her committee assignments. "I don't think it rises to that level," she continued. "But it was not an easy vote." Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, another swing district Democrat, said, "I'm not really interested in talking about it." Punchbowl News reporter John Bresnahan reported that Democrat leadership was especially concerned about Reps. Dean Phillips, DMN, Angie Craig, DMN, and Betty McCollum, DMN, voting against tabling the resolution. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, took the vote so seriously that they greeted members right before the vote. In a statement after the vote, McCarthy said that Democrats' blocking of the resolution will only make the House worse off. He said, "Speaker Pelosi, and every other House Democrat, had the opportunity to condemn the violent rhetoric of our colleague Representative Waters, a chairwoman and senior member of Congress, to protesters to get more confrontational. Instead, they condoned it. And the House and our justice system are worse off because of it." Mike Berg, a spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, said in a statement on Tuesday that voters will hold Democrats accountable for their vote for Waters' controversial remarks. "Washington Democrats would rather stand with the violent mob than law enforcement. Voters will hold them accountable for their extremism," Berg said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.